Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, October 18th, 2019. On this day in 1851, Moby Dick was first published as The Whale. The first three trucks with which the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe is to tow illegal parkers from bus lanes in the future are bright yellow and were purchased on the used car market. While new tow trucks have been ordered, BVLG spokeswoman Petra Nelken stated that because they can't be procured overnight, the BVLG had therefore decided to buy used trucks first. Two large and one smaller truck are now standing at the Weissensee depot. The BVLG has already trained six employees to remove incorrectly parked cars, and according to Nelken, 12 more will follow. But the transport companies still do not have the necessary permission to allow employees to clear the bus lanes. The lack of a scale of charges for the towing service continues to be a problem. The Berlin Mobility Act, passed in June of 2018, allows BVLG to clear the bus lane, but in order for the public transport companies to be able to really tow vehicles, corresponding administrative regulations are necessary. It took until June of 2019 for the implementing regulations to be in place. They regulate the training of BVLG employees under traffic law and the question of how the police and BVLG will work together in the future. Even slower progress is being made on the scale of charges. According to a spokeswoman at the beginning of August, it was signed by the economics senator responsible, Ramona Pop of the Greens. It has not yet been approved by the Senate, however. Nelken added, quote, "We assume that we can start in spring of 2020. Until then, the trucks will remain stationary." The 2018 statistics show that there is a need. Last year, BVLG found 9,800 illegally parked vehicles in bus lanes. In 5,470 cases, the cars were towed away, and the police had to be called in every instance. The construction of the tram line M10 to Moabit is being threatened by further delays. The line is to run from the Hauptbahnhof to the Turmstrasse underground station and is scheduled for completion in 2021. The plans for the construction had to be revised, so now this deadline has become almost impossible to meet. This is not the only tram project that the Senate will probably not be able to realize during the self-styled, quote, legislative period of the tram, although the plans for it still come from the previous red-black Senate. Jan Thompson, spokesman for the Senate Transport Administration, said that in the case of the new connection in Moabit, the original plans had been revised because the number of journeys was doubled. The tram will run every 5 minutes during the day, and at night, a 10-minute interval is planned. Therefore, noise pollution in particular must be reconsidered, and those affected must be heard again. This would inevitably lead to a postponement of implementation, but commissioning in 2021 remains possible. He also admits that it won't make it more likely. The new documents are currently available at the Tiergarten Rathaus, and residents can raise objections again, which then must be evaluated by authorities. Against this background, Jens Wiesecke, deputy chairman of the Berlin Passenger Association, IGAB, no longer believes in completion by 2021, stating that it would be a, quote, miracle if it's completed before 2022. He remarked that he believes the blame lies with the personnel situation in the traffic administration and the lack of will on the part of traffic senator Regina Günther, stating, quote, "The senator lacks courage and power in the expansion of the tram." BVLG, on the other hand, have not yet abandoned the previous timetable. Spokeswoman Petra Nelken stated that, quote, "It's very tight. However, it's still possible, and it's certain that we will start construction in 2020. The new route will lead via Invalidenstrasse and Altmoabit after a detour past the JVA and the criminal court via Turmstrasse to the underground station of the U9. The tramway to Turmstrasse is not the only tram project to be delayed. An even bigger problem is the relocation of lines at Ostkreuz, where there, according to Nelken, there is a, quote, greater resistance from local residents. Thompson also described the 2021 target as, quote, ambitious. The new connection from the Schoneweide S-Bahn station to the Adlershof Technology Park, on the other hand, caused fewer problems. The cause of the fatal accident on the Invalidenstrasse in September has apparently been clarified. Per reporting from RBB, investigators confirmed the suspicion that the driver had a proven epileptic seizure and suffered a cramp in his leg, which caused him to push the accelerator pedal. The prosecution spoke of a seizure and a technical defect in the car was ruled out. It was also announced that no one had insight into the driver's medical files, which are subject to the confiscation ban. They may therefore only be handed over if the patient releases the doctor from his duty of confidentiality. That now seems to have happened. The accident, in which four people were killed, occurred on September 6th of this year when a Porsche SUV raced across the sidewalk and caught pedestrians in its wake. The accident caused headlines all over Germany, and as a consequence, Invalidenstrasse is to be rebuilt in the area of the crash. The Senate plans to set up a 30-kilometer-per-hour zone before the end of this year, though nothing has been done yet. In addition, a protected bicycle path is to be created in both directions. It's also planned to increase the number of traffic lights for pedestrians. Last weekend's pro-Kurdish demonstrations in Neukölln led to clashes between police officers and demonstrators. An officer who was arresting a person was dragged to the ground, kicked, and beaten by demonstrators. During the assault, the officer's leather holster with a magazine of 15 cartridges was stolen. The attackers and the arrested person were able to flee. The assaulted officer could only give an approximate description of the robber, 47 to 53 years old, about 1.75 meters tall, with black hair. On Tuesday, a similar scene occurred at Kottbusser Tor. While arresting a suspected drug dealer, the suspect tried to rip the weapon out of the holster of an official. This was prevented by a police dog who bit the suspect's hand. Five police officers were injured during the arrest, and passersby who were not involved threw bottles at the officers. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.